Section 2. Dialogues. For items 8 to 12 in this section, you'll hear a dialogue for each item and a question related to it. Before you listen to each dialogue and the related question, you'll be given 15 seconds to look at the four alternative answers to the question. Each dialogue will be spoken only once. Please listen to each dialogue carefully and mark the alternative which best answers the question that follows. Now, listen to the following example. Read the question and the four alternatives given for this sample item.
I'm taking so many courses that I need a lot of time to work on my assignments.
Will you have enough time to complete all of them?
All my classes are in the morning, so I'm free for the rest of the day and at the weekends.
When can the students study? The correct answer is B, because the student has classes till noon every day and she's free at weekends. Now, turn to page 4. Item 8. Read the question and the four alternatives.
My son is so wasteful with his money.
Have you tried talking to him?
Yes, but that didn't seem to work. He has just bought himself his 6th pair of shoes in 3 months.
Well, you know the best way to teach him, of course, by setting a good example. How could you expect your son not to waste his money if you yourself are so careless about spending it?
What advice does the man give the woman? Item 9. Read the question and the four alternatives.
I think the government behaved very irresponsibly concerning the new tax proposal issue.
I don't quite understand what you mean by irresponsible.
Well, the government isn't trying hard enough to find alternative solutions to the financial problems. This tax increase is yet another example of their inefficiency.
You should be more realistic. If all the other financial resources have been used up, what alternative can they come up with?
What is the man's opinion about the new tax proposal? Item 10. Read the question and the four alternatives.
Well, Mr. Roberts, it might be a good idea if you gave up drinking for a while.
All right, Doctor. I'll try.
And Mr. Roberts, you should give up smoking for good.
Oh dear, I'm afraid that's out of the question.
How does Mr. Roberts feel about giving up smoking? Item 11. Read the question and the four alternatives.
I'm interested in the part-time job you're offering, Mr. Clark. It seems close to what I've been doing for the past few years.
Sorry if I'm being rude, Mrs. Wilson, but we're looking for someone a bit younger.
But you want someone who is well qualified, don't you?
Well, yes. A couple of years' experience in the field would be useful, of course.
What kind of a worker does the company prefer? Item 12. Read the question and the four alternatives.
Oh, Alice, would you like to join us? We're going down the road for lunch.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I have to meet Harold. Maybe some other time.
Okay. Why don't we get together tomorrow? Say, go to a movie or something like that. I can pick you up at your place, so you won't have to get a bus.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You must come. I won't take no for an answer.
What can be said about the man's attitude? This is the end of section 2. Now, turn to page 5.